You're listening to SBS News.
A chikungunya outbreak in China has infected more than 7,000 people. Chikungunya causes fever and joint pain, but in some cases it can be fatal. There's no vaccine or real treatment. Epidemiologist Jason Rasgen from Penn State University explains how the disease is transmitted and why it seems to be spreading to new areas.
Chikungunya is a mosquito-borne virus. It's an alpha virus, so it's related to other types of viruses that mosquitoes transmit. It's transmitted primarily from mosquitoes to people by bites, and then people transmit it back to mosquitoes when those mosquitoes bite them. So it circulates between mosquitoes and humans. It's not generally fatal, although people can die from it. It depends a little bit on the condition of the person, whether they're elderly or immunocompromised. There are some chikungunya strains out there that can be more virulent towards younger, more healthy people as well. Chikungunya is primarily a disease of Southeast Asia, South America, the tropics, those kind of areas. There is no treatment for it. There's really no vaccine, at least not that's in widespread use. So if you do get infected with it, treatment is supportive. Fluids and that kind of thing. If it gets really bad, you go to the hospital for critical care. But there is no way to treat it if you have it. Really, the only way to stop it is to control the mosquitoes or avoid the mosquitoes that carry it.
So why has this current outbreak happened?
The chikungunya outbreak in China that's ongoing right now seems to have been caused, or at least exacerbated, by monsoons, which caused significant flooding, significant water. The mosquitoes that transmit chikungunya breed in water. So it's caused a massive uptick in the mosquito populations, which has caused with the increase of mosquitoes, it's caused an increase in transmission. There's two main mosquitoes that transmit chikungunya, Aedes albopictus and Aedes aegypti. Both of them occur in China. Both of them occur in the areas where the outbreak is currently ongoing. So I can't speak to say exactly which mosquito species is transmitting it. It's probably albopictus. That's has been driving a lot of chikungunya outbreaks lately in areas where it has not occurred historically, things like in Italy and France. It's all being driven by Aedes albopictus. And with climate change, the distribution of that mosquito is definitely increasing.
Do we need to worry?
I think it's important not to panic. Again, chikungunya has been around a long time. We know a lot about it. We know a lot about the mosquitoes that transmit it. And if you're in an area where there is active chikungunya transmission, or really transmission of any other vector-borne disease, it's important to take precautions. So wear repellent. If you're in an area where you have mosquitoes that are, you can sleep under bed nets, you can, stay inside. Do everything you can to avoid being bitten by those mosquitoes. And that's the best way to avoid contracting the illness.
That's Dr. Jason Rasgen. The advice from the Department of Health is that travellers can become infected with the chikungunya virus if they're travelling to a region of the world where it's found. The chikungunya virus is not currently endemic in Australia. There have been no locally acquired cases, though mosquitoes capable of spreading the virus are present in some areas of Queensland.